Hello everyone, welcome to another episode on the Repositioning Podcast. I am your host, Oninye Uba. Today, we'll be talking about people, connecting deeply with people. I'm sure the title already gives away what we want to talk about in this episode, and you might already have an idea of what I'm about to say. But I have to say this though, this will not happen with everybody you meet. It won't. I am very certain about that. It won't happen with every person you meet. It's impossible to connect deeply with every single person you meet. It is particular to some people. You cannot connect with every single person. You cannot connect deeply with every single person. So for those people you have to connect with, there are certain things you must do to connect deeply with them. You must be an active listener. You see, this listener part doesn't necessarily mean, or it's not limited or just for connecting deeply. Even on a general note, when you're having a conversation with somebody, business, personal, whatever kind of conversation, you have to be a good listener. You have to be listening to the person. Because if not, how are you having a conversation? How can you say something when you're not listening to what the other person is saying? So people love it when you listen to what they say. And they can tell when you aren't listening. From your body language, it is very obvious. Your body language will tell them that you aren't listening. And you hear things like, probably they've talked for a certain amount of time and you hear them say, are you even listening to me? Try to know how they think. Don't let your mind wander when you are having a conversation with somebody. Listen attentively and even chip in your bits when you can. It makes the other person know that you are actually listening, that you have their interest at heart. Connecting on an emotional level. An emotional connection is a way to connect deeply with others. Usually, the easy way out of a conversation is talking about a matter logically, with all the facts and data backing up your statements. This is so funny. And if you do that, you might end up having a debate and not a conversation, because everything is too logical. This is facts. This is according to the database. This is according to statistics and all of that. It's a boring conversation if you ask me. That kind of conversation, you cannot connect deeply with the next person if you're having that kind of conversation. To develop meaningful relationship, you must go past the logical and delve into the feelings of the person. Try to understand how the person feels and what makes him talk the way he does. Or if it's a lady, what makes her talk the way she does? Emotional connection is important for connecting deeply with people. You have to be supportive. Practice empathy. Empathy is the ability to sense other people's emotions. Take some time and really focus on what the other person is thinking about. Is it something you can offer solutions to? Is it a money problem you can solve? Is it a recommendation you can give? Is it a word of encouragement you can give? Focus on what the person is talking about. Listen. And if you can help out, you help out. Practice empathy. Be authentic. That's another way to connect deeply with other people. Be authentic. What this means is being vulnerable. So when you're vulnerable, you're ensuring that you're also sharing bits about yourself, something the other person can relate to and find comfort in. Some people start talking with you and realize that they have been sharing too much information without knowing anything about you. And then it will make them stop halfway. And when they stop halfway, the relief they are supposed to get from having that conversation is cut short. So be authentic. Share bits about yourself, something that is related at least to what the person is sharing with you also. Something she can take comfort in, something she can relate to. That's what I mean by being authentic. Finally, ensure that the conversation ends on a happy note. It is very important that the conversation ends on a happy note. The reason is so that when you meet them again, you won't be starting off a conversation with gloomy faces and heavy, sad topics. That won't be the case. It'll be, hi, hey, how are you doing? Cheerful, happy. The person is no longer gloomy, is not sharing sad stories because you have helped by listening to the person earlier on. That is how you can connect deeply with others. Thank you for tuning in. As always, if you want to reach out to me, you have something to say, a question to ask, you can always reach me via email, repositioningwithoninyeoba@gmail.com, or through Facebook, Oninyeoba, or through Instagram, Oninyeoba. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.